On Friday, State Representative Peter Beck was indicted on 16 felony counts involving alleged security fraud, charges that could result in a maximum of 102 years in prison if he's convicted on all counts. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the indictment. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So first, for those who may never have heard of him before, who is Peter Beck?
Peter Beck is actually a pretty influential legislator in Columbus. He's majority Republican, obviously. He's chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. He's a member of the Finance and Appropriations Committee. I mean, he's got responsible positions in the legislature. I mean, you can be, you know, he's only been there since 2009, but with 8-year term limits, you know, you can rise pretty quickly in the leadership, and he's done that, and he's a significant figure.
So has he taken a lot of action? Has there been a lot of legislation that he has created?
Well, not so much legislation, but I mean in terms of things like crafting the budget and you know, negotiating those kind of issues. I mean, you know, he has influence.
So how do you go from being Mason's mayor to the State House?
Well, that was in 2009. Rob Schuler, who was a state senator, passed away, and the Republican caucus in the House, or in the Senate, decided that State Representative Shannon Jones of Springboro would be Schuler's replacement. So that meant they needed a replacement for Jones in the Ohio House, and they picked Peter Beck. Peter Beck had been around for quite a while. He was a familiar figure in Warren County politics, particularly Mason. He had been the mayor of Mason from 2003 to 2005. He had been on council since the 90s. And he was in a very heavily Republican district. It was redrawn, but it's still one of the most Republican districts in the state. And he was easily elected in 2010 and 2012.
Now, will this indictment force him to resign?
Well, that's a good question. Not necessarily, but there is a great deal of pressure on him to do so. The Speaker of the House, Bill Batchelder, has already called for that. So has Matt Borges, the Republican Party chairman in Ohio. And there's going to be more and more pressure on him to step down. That has happened before in cases, in recent cases, where state representatives ran afoul of the law and they were either forced to resign or decide not to run for reelection.
So how long do you think that'll all take, that and the case, and what's the time frame on everything?
Well, as far as his resignation is concerned, I don't know. I mean, these things tend to happen fairly quickly, but, you know, that's entirely up to him. The legal case, like you say, is 16 felony counts. It's a securities case. It's very complicated. And his lawyer has said that he intends to vigorously defend himself. There's going to be probably months of discovery by both sides in the case. So I would think that the court case itself is going to drag on for quite some time.
Yesterday in your column at WVXU.org, you talked about the chances Richard Cordray would come home to Ohio to run for governor. You say it's not very likely. Why not?
Mainly because he already has a job. He has a job in the Obama administration. President Obama did a recess appointment of Cordray to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau back in August 2011. A recess appointment is when Congress is out of session. And the Republicans in Congress were furious about this. And he had made other recess appointments, too. And it was in a logjam up until last week. And Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, was threatening to change the rules so that it would only take 50 simple majority to move these nominations through rather than the usual 60 votes. So basically, the Republicans caved in and confirmed him as head of this bureau. So he's got a job in the Obama administration. It's highly unlikely now that he would come back to run for governor. Ed Fitzgerald, the Cuyahoga County executive, has been running for months now as a Democratic candidate. And I think he will be the Democratic candidate.
Just a few seconds left, but if not 2014, might we see him later on?
We might see him later on. I mean, he's a fellow who's in his 50s who looks like he's in his 30s. And in 2018, he could come back and possibly run for governor. The question then is, will people remember him?
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can also read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.